Being content with your own defective skin. A Whittam dad who wore makeup and fake tan to cover his vitiligo for 16 years has finally embraced it. Elj Abid, 35, first noticed a discolored patch of skin on his face when he was just 7 years old. As he got older, the patches spread over his neck, arms, hand, and legs, and he was diagnosed with vitiligo, an autoimmune condition where white patches develop on the skin. Elj was encouraged to cover his vitiligo, and he started wearing makeup every day from the age of 11, and even wore fake tan on holidays. He began to fear that not wearing makeup would mean he wouldn't be fancied or found attractive. But Elj eventually embraced his vitiligo after not wanting to wear the sweaty makeup on his wedding day, aged 27. Elj, from Whittam, who works in advertising, said, "I used makeup from secondary school. I felt like when I didn't wear the makeup, I didn't look attractive. As a kid, you want to be liked and fancied. It gave me a sense of security. It took me a long time to love myself. Now, I love myself. I embrace it." Elj had a small circular white patch appear on his forehead, and a few months later, it had appeared on the other side, as vitiligo is symmetrical. The patches were not noticeable until Elj reached year 7, and they began to aggressively appear on other parts of his body. He said, "I was told it was best to cover it up. There was no obvious cure for it. They saw it as a cosmetic condition. I used to get covered in fake tan on holiday." Elj said he wasn't bullied for his skin, but did face the occasional comment such as panda eyes. He also tried various medications and treatments to try and cure his condition, such as drinking tree roots, light therapy, and creams. Elj said, "I remember drinking a cup of mud." As an adult, Elj tried a cream which dehydrates the skin cells to bring back the original pigment, which did help alleviate the patches. He said, "Even though it was changing, it never made me feel confident enough to stop wearing makeup." It was Elj's wife Amy, 35, a data analyst, who played a big part in his self-acceptance after they met at age 15. He said, "She made me see a different side of myself. I started to have makeup-free weekends. I got lazier. I couldn't be bothered to put on my makeup. But I still found the energy to put it on before work." When the pair tied the knot in Jamaica in June 2016, Elj realized he didn't want to look back on photos of the day and see how uncomfortable he was in makeup. He said, "It constantly makes you sweat." A friend of Amy's also made his perception change. She said, "Does Elj realize people are staring at him more because he's a man wearing makeup than because of his skin?" "I woke up the next day and went to apply makeup, but I couldn't be asked and threw it all in the bin." Becoming a dad of 2 to boys, aged 1 and 3, has also helped Elj embrace his vitiligo. He said, "Because of the time that having kids takes up, it doesn't even cross my mind. I want to make it clear to them that it isn't a bad thing." Vitiligo does have a hereditary trait, so there is a chance his boys could get it. Elj said, "I want to make sure they are equipped to deal with it. It isn't going to kill you."